This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, there you go, Mego, the song about Maryland.
Beautiful Montgomery County, Maryland.
Or Massachusetts, if you listen to Wiggy. Oh. And the kid comes up big and maybe cemented his spot here. And we don't have to. Yesterday, there were some who were alarmed by Craig Breslow on this show yesterday, sounding very, very willing to send Marcelo Meyer back to
Craig.
So I hope that that is not the case.
Like, does he need to further prove himself through this series?
No, I don't.
To Craig Breslow.
I mean, the issue is really is all about Bregman coming back and just the embarrassment of riches that you have on this baseball team. So,
like you said, move Meyer to second base.
Why
he's,
not?
He's then a great infielder. We know he could play third. We know he could play short. So he can easily probably play second as well. So move him to second base, and then you don't have to worry about anything. And then, like Shime said, you know, figure out what you're going to do with Hamilton, and there's no issues.
Well, they sent Hamilton down last night. We've been talking about that all morning.
There you go.
But you know, I just am, I said this at the start of the show, and I fear that the way this team is playing, may make those guys feel like they don't have to do anything come trade deadline time. And I would, that would disappoint me. So
I think if they continue this way, they've earned a little reward. Like the position that I start from is that you sold so big moving Devers contract and getting that money back that you already did a huge sell way before the trade deadline. So you're already operating in the position where you did a huge sell. You told everybody it was financial flexibility. Now you have to make good on that a little bit if the team continues to win. Like, I understand what you're saying, that they could say, everything's so perfect right now. Look how well we're winning in so many different ways. It's not just the bats are super high.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a comeback win last night.
Yes.
But you have to reward it a little bit. You can't pretend like there aren't still some areas of need, especially with the pitching.
But that's a comeback win against a good baseball team. And you swept teams that are not great. However, both of those teams, Nationals and Rockies, hadn't been swept in quite some time. Like, you're winning baseball games, and Courtney used it. Wiggy uses the word vibe. Like, I don't necessarily love that word because I don't know.
I don't know. When you see Jaron Duran celebrating, Greg, that indicates to me real good vibe.
Yes, yes.
Also,
But there is something to that whole thing.
But not to Craig Breslow. Like, Craig Breslow is the guy who puts things into simulations and sees what it spits out. Like, I do think that's a big part of his process. I'm not saying that to, I don't like that approach, but I don't think that he cares as much about the vibe of the clubhouse versus let me plug in the simulation and all the different ways that this could win or not win. And that matters more to him.
Right. So he's going to be willing to F with it, if you will, when it comes to somebody like Jaren Duran. Because, you know, and if you're going to go get, like, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, and everybody talks about Joe Ryan and whether you can shake Joe Ryan loose from the Twins. Like, you're going to have to part with
something
with Jaren Duran, but probably more than Jaren Duran if you're going to do that.
Well, see, the interesting part here, Greg and Mego, is where they are right now. So let's say they split this series. Very good going into the All-Star break. We talk about the trade deadline. The most intriguing and interesting part is going to be the nine games after the All-Star break. You got three against the Cubs, three against the Phillies, three against the Dodgers. If you can come away with a, you know, a very good record in that stretch, you are now in a position where you have, I don't think anybody's going to dispute and go, oh, this team is a legit contender.
Yeah.
You need to do something.
Curtis may not come back from Hawaii if that's the situation.
Like, I mean, think about that. If you go 6-3 in that nine game stretch,
6-3, that would be like that would be
5-4.
Well, 6-3 would be undeniable.
Right.
Like,
that's
it
my
would
point.
Be malpractice.
Okay,
if they
so you want to say 5-4?
Yeah. Okay.
A game above 500 against those three teams. I think there's no question that, and that'll be before the deadline, that they have to sit there and go, yes, we need to add, because this team that we have is a legitimate contender if you can compete. And I don't think anybody, and what can the fans say? Well, you just maybe you split with the Rays, and then you just went a game above 500 against, you know, arguably three of the best teams in the National League.
Well, you're in a good spot right now to at least split this series. Like,
yep.
you should do that. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if we're sitting here Monday morning and you win this series and then it's All-Star break, you've got to do what it takes to add another arm to the team. Like, it's your obligation.
Isn't it as simple as, like, you are in a playoff position?
Yep.
You're in a playoff position. You need to help the team. You need to get to the playoffs this season. You need to get to the postseason.
Right.
It's been so long, and you've asked the fans to wait for so long. So if you're sitting at the trade deadline and you're in a playoff position, you should add to the team. To me, it's that simple.
Right.
People talk about, are they going to be over 500? Who's going to be this guy? Is it going to have to take Jared? I don't care. Like,
right.
Add a pitcher if you're over, if you're in playoff position.
I don't know what this 617 texter is talking about. The hesitation to make a trade has nothing to do with money at the deadline. Nobody said it did. It's prospects. Again, it's all talk radio narrative from people who don't know the game. Nobody has said at any point that it's that
because
it has anything
Rafael
to do with
Devers,
money.
Money is always a consideration. If you're trading for a guy and you want future control of him,
yes.
Yeah, you're going to look at what mm-hmm. the contract's going to be, and you have money to play with.
You're not getting Joe Ryan for prospects unless you consider Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer to be prospects. You're not doing that.
Well, see, I'm under the impression, or I'm under the expectation that they're going to make a big move at the trade deadline, and they're going to go out and get a legitimate number two starter. Like, that's the, based on the way that they've been playing, and if they continue to play this way, and then I talk about when you look at those three series that you got coming out after the All-Star break, you do well in those. Like, my thing is, it's a no-brainer, right? It's a no-brainer that they make a move and go get somebody.
You would think. This is Charlie from Boston. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Wiggy, great point so far. These next, like, nine or whatever, three series are super important. The scary part about it is the Dodgers are last, and the last game is on the 27th. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're going to be playing this crazy game of chicken, like, this next month. It's going to be pretty crazy to watch. So, but I don't know if they're going to make a big splash.
Like, the Dodgers just lost. They were on a six-game lose streak.
They got swept by the Brewers just now.
I'm not...
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm not terrified of the Dodgers at this point.
No.
Ralphie. I just you look at the value piece being Jaren Duran, really, it's not Willier Abreu. They're going to have to part with him if they want to get something of significance, and they may look at that as a complete chemistry derailment or something like that.
Well, the big question is, does the celebration leave if Duran leaves?
I hope they would do it.
Does
they would do it in his absence, in his honor.
They would sadly do it.
They would still do it.
They would frown and do it.
Because remember, Crochet, we had the video of Crochet doing it. Yeah. And then he used the milk in. So they'll definitely keep that up to the Duran. I don't know what it is. Like,
what does milking the cow have to do with what
they're
doing?
Well, because they also have the one, like the Zeke Elliott, like spoon the food in, don't they?
No,
so
that's,
we were talking about that.
Filming the...
Is that a film camera?
When they get on base, I don't think... I thought that was Feed Me that they were doing.
Yeah, like the Zeke Elliott Feed Me.
But no. I think it's
filming something.
Yeah, I think it's more like they're... Yeah. Wiggy's right. They're filming something.
A lot of
that seems like an
old-time
reference.
There's the... Crochet was doing this one here,
definitely about eating.
Yeah, what's the wave, Wiggy?
That was Connor Wong was doing that on the other video with the crochet doing.
I know,
the milk
but what do you think that wave
isn't
is?
Isn't the wave from the viral TikTok video of the kid on the front of the boat?
Where is he?
I think it's in Indonesia or something.
Well, I don't know.
Are these all just TikTok things?
I have no idea. Like, see, here's the one that. Yeah.
Well, everybody does the eat me, like the, I shouldn't say eat me, eat the, everybody does the eating, the spoon, the fork, the eat, but that.
Zeke Elliott.
Correct. But Wiggy believes that has now, there's a different version of that, which is filming, the old time camera film thing.
See, that's the film me thing.
Yeah.
And there's the milk in, and then there's the eat the cake. And then there's the Connor Wong, like, two-finger swing. I don't know what that...
I mean, if it's cake, Jaren Duran's really getting right down in there when it comes to that cake.
I mean, who doesn't
love Jaren Duran looks so happy doing that celebration.
Really, I think it's the tongue that creeps you out, right?
The whole thing creeps you out.
The whole thing does? Right. Yeah, it gives you the ick, the whole thing.
Maybe it doesn't give me the ick. It makes me, like, feel bashful.
Maybe it's the Jackson...
It makes me feel
bashful.
Right.
It makes me feel very bashful, and I'm a married woman.
The Jackson eating watermelon. It could be that. You know, you eat watermelon...
Stop, Wiggy. Why are you doing it in front of me?
Please don't.
HR!
Please stop doing it.
Oh, my God.
All right. I know one thing. Nesson will not be focused on that going forward, I don't think.
Need more of it.
Yeah, there'll be more of it. There's too many celebrations now.
When's the next time the Red Sox are on Sunday Night Baseball? I feel like that's going to catch them by surprise. they're gonna be over on Duran. For some cute little feature.
I would imagine one of those series after the All-Star break, right? One of the either Phillies or the Dodgers.
Dodgers feels like it. Hopefully
right,
he's still around.
Shine, we had some news left.
We did.
I definitely want to get to West Virginia, not like the rest of us. I don't know where that...
Do you want to skip ahead to that?
No. What do you have next?
Well, Greg, I have influencers in the news for you.
Okay.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
I don't know, Greg, if you've ever heard of the idea of disaster tourism.
Is this where... This is a common thing now, unfortunately, where influencers are going to disaster areas to visit and create content. Am I correct about that?
Correct. And they claim it's to raise awareness and potentially bring in economic aid for recovery.
No, it's to get likes and to get views and to get clicks.
I would tend to agree with you, Greg. Yes. And so the Texas Division of Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd also agrees with us, as he emphasized that such visitors hinder rescue efforts and could put themselves in harm's way as the region faces continuing risks like flash flooding. So they are asking the people who are trying to engage in disaster tourism to stay away from the flood-affected areas of Texas.
Like, what? These questions answer themselves, but what is wrong with people? Hmm. Like, you think it's cool to go and get content because you're an influencer at a place where well over 100 people died during a flash flood? Like,
Not just 100 people, but all those little girls at that camp. I mean, this is
like, stay away.
One of the saddest stories over 4th of July. Why would you want to
put yourself into that? People have lost all reason. Like, all they care about are themselves, like, and their social media platform.
It's like my mother used to say, they have no scruples.
Stay away.
No morals. Like, so they're just looking, like, now with social media.
I didn't know this was a trend. So people do this, and
they did.
They were doing it during recovery efforts?
It was very popular during the fires in California, in Malibu. Okay. Like, there were people out that went out there for a trip to go and create content. And they try to pass it off as they're trying to raise awareness. All right, West Virginia. Let's go to West Virginia.
All right, Greg, let's head to West Virginia. As a couple was busted for having sex behind the wheel of an RV in West Virginia.
That seems like the RV
in motion?
No. RV.
Was it driving down the road?
Yes, I believe they're driving down the road.
Correct.
In motion, yes.
Two people in West Virginia are facing several charges after an officer says he observed them having sex.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
While driving the RV, Bluefield police say the driver, Matthew McDonald, admitted to having sex with his female passenger, later identified as Shannon Bryant. The officer said the RV came back as stolen and drug paraphernalia was also found in the vehicle during the traffic stop. McDonald's facing charges that include indecent exposure, driving under the influence, and possession of a controlled substance without a valid prescription. Additionally, he already had warrants out for his arrest from Bluefield Municipal Court and Tazewell County, Virginia.
I mean, pull the thing over. There's a bed in there.
Right.
It's not like
not that hard. You can just stop.
You're driving a Toyota. Like you have an actual bed in the RV.
Way more room if you just pull it over. But it is Bluefield, West Virginia, where my wife is lives 25 minutes from there.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
But you're right, Greg. Pull the thing over. There's probably plenty. Believe me, in West Virginia, of kind of like scenic rest stops where you can pull your RV over and just go to Pound Town. Driving has got to, it's very, car sex is uncomfortable.
Correct.
Unless you have the classic old school Scooby-Doo van where you have the whole, you remember those vans were big back in the day.
Is that going to become a trend too with all the self-driving cars?
But that won't be as dangerous because the car is actually driving.
Right.
Yeah, but the car's driving, but even if you're doing it from the driver's seat, that seems...
Oh, well, you're saying, but if it's self-driving, back?
Like with some of the Teslas, can't you go into autopilot?
Oh, yeah, you could do that, but...
I saw one of those Waymos on the road
the
other day.
Right, I was thinking that type of car.
And I drove up really quick because I wanted to see the car with no driver, but someone was driving it.
Oh, they were?
It was super late. I was like, are they transporting it somewhere? Because I thought, oh my gosh, they finally came to Boston.
Well, they are here. I think.
Have you seen one on the road?
I haven't seen one. No, I haven't seen one.
I don't know. I feel like it's the first time you see it driving, and this was on the highway, the first time you see it with no driver in it in Boston is going to be
Will it freak you out?
So freaky.
It'll freak you out.
I'll get in it.
I would get in it. I think it's probably going to be safer than most drivers.
Yeah. I mean, I get in some of the Uber cars with some of these drivers, and I'm like, God damn, you can't drive.
I know.
So I'd rather, you know what, if I'm going to roll the dice, I'll roll it with, you know, auto driver.
Wiggy, what is the point where an Uber driver is doing too much on their phone? Like a rideshare driver, at what point do you get nervous? Because, you know, they always have the phone out, obviously, for GPS. Like,
well, they're but like, sometimes they're fishing for, like, the next ride. Right.
I've been in ones where you stop at a red light, and then they're on Instagram and TikTok and going through videos.
And then a lot of times, some of the Uber GPS is so wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it takes
And they don't know the city. And they, so
exactly. It takes you to the wrong place, and they're going the wrong day. One time I'm in an Uber driver, and I was here when I was going back to the crib, and he was taking me Mass Pike heading out to Springfield. And I'm like, where you going?
How far did you go?
One of those days when you forgot to fill up the gas tank.
I'm like, where is you going? He was going in the other direction. And I'm like, it was a back. I don't know.
And
what
then you feel weird saying something.
Yeah, now
I, I hate
now
saying
I'm just
stuff.
Like, no, you're going the
I'm
wrong
like,
direction.
Oh, excuse me. I think that was your exit.
Well, you're paying for it. I mean, you could say it nicely if you want to.
Don't like confrontation.
all right. That's it news-wise, Shine.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, we will wrap the week up with Acrobatic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.